You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 48.
I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining us this week. Really excited to have a special guest in today for an interview talking about lead generation. Thanks for joining me, Anthony. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me, Sean. Happy to be on with you.
Why don't you just start off by just real quick talking about the growth of your thing so we can validate your training a little bit, and then we'll go forward with lead gen.
Okay, cool. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Anthony LaMacchia, and I'm broker owner of LaMacchia Realty. We're an independent brokerage, privately held brokerage based in Waltham, Massachusetts, and we have five other offices around the state. We also have a national training company that is Real Training and Systems, but it's better known as Crush It in Real Estate. Our Crush It in Real Estate page on Facebook has gone wild. We're almost at 20,000 likes, and I put out a lot of videos and share content and things like that. And a lot of people get that for free, like nothing. And then people that actually purchase our training get it otherwise. But we don't sell our training here in New England. So I want to say that up front, because most of the people watching are in New England. I don't want them to think I'm on here to sell something. I'm simply on here to share like you are and support you and help in any way I can, because you've been super supportive of me and I appreciate that.
Sounds good. Well, you know, I think we're talking about a very important subject today. I personally always say to agents, and I mean, I don't know if you can agree or disagree with this, but I say, you know, a lot of them think we do a different job than we do. I feel like selling, buying, and doing the rental side is almost the byproduct of what we should be doing, which is lead generating, because without the leads, we really don't have a business.
Right. True. Yeah, it's 100% true. And, you know, I actually talked about that yesterday in a training, because we've had a few agents that came on in the late spring, and they went like this. They took off right away and they were all excited walking in training with their chest out. And we were proud of them, and we're still proud of them. And all of a sudden in the last few weeks, as their deals are closing, they've got nothing in their pipeline. And I said, hey, remember in the summer when I said, don't fall into closing mode. Don't just focus on your closing. You have to do lead generation and prospecting activities every single day. And they all said, I know. And I said, you know what, guys? We've all done it, though. I did it, too, when I started. I remember back in 06, once I hit 07, my amount of pendings went like this. And I was like, ugh! And I was only focusing on the pendings. So we've all been through it. You know, it's normal.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the cyclical effect of real estate. And I think that, you know, you and I both, we both have a system, like a CRM system, that's really advanced, so you can run more deals at once. I think that's a key thing, is if you're going to bring these leads in and you're going to be generating leads, you need to be able to deal with them properly as well.
Oh, 100%. I mean, look, if you don't have a database and you don't have a CRM, you don't really have, I don't mean this offensively, but you don't really have a business. Now, there's plenty of people out there, people that have joined our company that have been selling 20, 30 homes a year for several years, and they're honest. They're like, hey, I don't have a database. But then they get here and we help them get on and help them build it out. And, you know, I learned about having a database from my dad. When you have a database that you build up and you take care of and keep updated, you can market to it at any time. And there is no better place to get an immediate response and get more for your dollar than marketing your database of past clients, sphere of influence, friends of friends, etc. There's just not.
Excellent. So let's just dive right into it. Let's talk about the different streams of lead generation. What are your main suggested streams of lead generation people not only should be doing, but must be doing to succeed in the business?
Well, first of all, and I talked about this yesterday, I was on a Skype with a friend up in Toronto with her team. And I said, real estate is a contact sport. Football is my all-time favorite sport. I played when I was younger. There's days I still wish I played. And, you know, that's a contact sport. Real estate's the same way. So number one, you need to be in contact with multiple people. If you're new to the business, then you need to be friending people on Facebook. You need to be making connections with people that you haven't had connections with in for years, and talking about what you do. There are, for as many outgoing, almost annoying Facebook realtors that there are out there, like you and I, no offense, but we're somewhat annoying, right? There's another 50 that don't do enough.
Right.
So Facebook is like the number one easiest place that you can friend people, show people what you do, take pictures with your clients, take a picture of your client holding a sold sign and constantly promote it. But Facebook's like the simplest, easiest way. Now, the old school way that works better than anything is this object right here, the telephone. You know, I said to this group yesterday, I said, if you made it a goal that between now and the end of the month, you went through your whole phone. So let's say you did A, B, and C today. You did, you know, D, E, F the next day, whatever. And you went through your entire phone and you just simply called and said hello to people and said hi and checked in with those past clients. If you go through your whole phone by the end of the month, you'll be swimming in more deals by the first week in October. And we put agents through this doing that. We have a buy referral course that we did in July. People do it. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe how much business I got from it. And I'm like, why can't you believe it? We're in a contact sport. The more people that you connect with, the more business you're going to get. So if you're using Facebook, using your phone to say hello to people, not asking for business, simply, hello, how are you? Check it in. Following up with handwritten notes to the people you like and you're closer with. Building up your database and marketing to your database at least once a month via email. All these little basic things. Everything I just said doesn't even cost anything. What does it cost you to pick the phone up and call friends? Nothing. What does it cost you to put posts on Facebook, do video? Okay, number one way to connect with people is through video. Making phone calls, writing handwritten notes. Okay, it costs you the cost of the darn postage. It's nothing, right? And then if you get into Facebook business page and you boost the page, you know, that's a whole other elevated game that you shouldn't be doing. But those basic fundamentals are things that people should be doing the first day they're in the business and just sticking with them.
And I mean, I think there's quite a few people in this group that could listen to that, because I vet every single person that comes in the group. And it's pathetic when I need to put your name into Google with the word real estate next to it to find out you're in real estate. And I just went to your Facebook profile and I have no idea that you're actually physically within the business, because I do make sure everyone's in this business.
I'll tell you a funny story. I texted with a realtor friend of mine up on the North Shore about a week ago, and I had lunch with her a month and a half ago. And when I had lunch with her, we were talking about ways for her to boost her business. And she hasn't joined our company yet. She may not, but she's a friend. So I said, let's take a look at your Facebook for a second. And I scrolled on her Facebook and I said, I don't see anything but dogs and your children. I said, are you a veterinarian? Are you a dog walker? What are you? And she's sitting across the table laughing like hell. So I texted her last week. I was in Fort Lauderdale and I saw her on Facebook. And I went scrolling on her wall and I took screenshots, about three of them, and I texted them to her. And I said, hey, I'm thinking of getting a dog. Could you give me some advice since you're a veterinarian? And she goes, I know, you're right. I just hired a new coach. And the first thing he said is, you got to get active on Facebook. And I'm like, it's not that hard. So she actually turned it up since then, now that I called her up. But, you know, those are the basic principles. Getting in touch with people, email marketing, using the phone, using Facebook. Those are basics, right? As you get, you're doing all the basics consistently, then you can consider other things. If you're brand new in the business, you know, join a real estate team or join a company like yours that provides leads to agents and holds the agents accountable. You know, John Cheplak, our recruiting coach, says the highest form of love is accountability, right? So if you join a place that provides you with leads and they hold you accountable, don't be mad that they hold you accountable. You know, or buy your own leads. You know, you can buy leads from Zillow, from Realtor.com, from Trulia. And, you know, I'm not a fan of doing that for the long haul, but we do tell agents for the first 2, maybe 3 years, maybe at the most, it isn't a bad thing to supplement your business with some leads.
I agree. And we do the same thing. Like you said, we do the accountability thing. I don't require they put in their own leads into the CRM. I highly suggest it. But our own leads, when it comes to accountability, you held to it, or we have what we call paid lead rules, you know, where you get shut off if you don't keep within the spec of what you need to do.
You know, my grandfather, rest his soul, he passed away 2 years ago. He raised me, and he used to say, since I was this big, nothing is free. Yeah. Nothing good is free, right? So, you know, people need to think about that. But, you know, if we're talking to people that are 2, 3 years in the business, you probably do need some leads to supplement your business. If for the rest of the crowd here that's 30, you know, 3 years, 6 years, 7 years in the business, the basic fundamentals that I mentioned, most of them aren't doing that. And you need to be doing that with consistency. The other thing that I've done and that I did from very early on in the business is postcards once a month to my sphere. And I'll tell you a funny story. My cousin, I'm going to see him this Saturday. He was the best man at my wedding. And at my wedding, he stands up and, you know, to do his best man speech. And he says, before I get started, I've got a question for everyone. I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, what is he gonna ask, right? This is April 14, 2007. I went full-time in the business May 2006. So I'm just trying to explain, it's only 11 months, right? He stands up, he says, how many people here know Anthony's in real estate? So 200 people, we all know. I get red in my face, which doesn't happen often. And my cousin goes, okay. And how many of you, he reaches in his jacket and he goes, and how many of you are getting sick and tired of getting these damn postcards in your mailbox every single freaking day? And the crowd goes crazy and everybody's laughing like hell and I'm as red as can be. And, you know, everybody's going, me, stop those stupid things. And we're all laughing. 10 minutes later, I walk by my dad on the dance floor. My dad goes, good job. Keep sending the postcards. Right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Sean. It was only 11 months. I sent them 11 postcards. But in their head, it was like at least once a week. You know what I mean? So that's the cheapest form of marketing. You send postcards to your sphere. I don't care if it's 80 people. Send postcards every month. Offer things. Put pictures of your clients standing in front of homes with sold signs. Put pictures of you standing with a client. Put six homes that you sold in the last month and put sold. August was a busy month. I call that success-based marketing. Every month, just keep hitting your sphere. You get the addresses from your database and just keep hitting them.
Yeah. So one of the things that I ran into recently was I got my hair cut by a woman all the time. And I always mention I did real estate. And she called me one day and she said, Sean, you're going to be mad at me. And I said, why? She said, well, I originally wasn't going to use you in real estate. And I was like, what? And then she's like, well, and then I saw you everywhere. And then I realized I have to use you. And I was stupid for thinking otherwise. And it was like, just like you're saying, it's like, because everywhere she looked and all the time she was seeing me in real estate, she thought it would be a bad idea for her not to have used me.
Well, and here's the thing. I always say, don't blame her for her comments, blame yourself. Because if she was planning not to use you years before, that's because you weren't doing those fundamentals. Obviously you were newer in the business, but you know, you have to create top of mind awareness. Now I'm going to mention my dad again. I was 8 or 9 years old and my dad taught me about TOMA, top of mind awareness. And that is what you will achieve by consistently posting on Facebook, consistently sending postcards, consistently being in touch with people. You will achieve top of mind awareness. And that's what you want. You want people's brains to think Sean Maloney as soon as they think real estate. I want them to think LaMacchia.
Yeah. So we got a question that came in. Someone asked me and you what we think of the Amazon Realogy merger. You want to take it first? You want me to tell them my thoughts first?
You go ahead. You're the boss. Or I will, whatever you want.
I think Realogy made a big mistake there. I mean, we can all buy Zillow leads, and that's basically what they did, except for they're buying Amazon leads. They're completely discounting their cost of doing business with them, and they're already hurting as a business, and now they're doing it at a reduced price of like 35%. I think they should have invested back in their own business.
Yeah, I have zero fear of them doing that. I would hate to be an agent at one of the Realogy companies and have someone that you've known for years says they're going to use you to sell their home, go online, fill out a form on Amazon, and now you as the agent either lose it, or if you want to keep it, you've got to pay Cartus the 35% referral fee. I mean, they're trying to do it through Cartus, through their relocation company, and you know, I'm sure they'll have some success, but I'm not concerned about it even remotely.
Right. I heard another guy say, you know, why not just buy your client $1,000 Amazon gift card if you want that to be your gimmick that you're giving them the gift card, give them the gift card. But to put them in the middle and take that 35% cut, if it's not it's just not a functional way to grow a business. It's a desperate plea, I think. But anyways, so back to lead gen. So what's your favorite methods of communication with the circle of influence? I know you just mentioned postcards, but what other things are you influencing people to utilize on that?
Well, Facebook, postcards, monthly email newsletter is a big one. Obviously, as your business grows and you're putting signs up and you're posting about your signs and, you know, constantly messaging what you're doing out to your sphere of influence. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough with Facebook. If you're shy on Facebook, or you're like many people were 10 years ago, protective with Facebook, only wanting to be friends with the people right around them, you're not going to be successful. You need to friend those kids you walk by in the hallway in high school and comment on their posts and say hello and be friendly. And, you know, I probably spend an hour a day on Facebook collectively, not at once.
Yeah. You know,
it really works well. And then obviously, as you build up and you generate some income, obviously, if you can advertise, I mean, then you should do that. It's anybody that's in Massachusetts knows I'm not shy about advertising. We do billboards, we do television, and we started that when it was three of us. We started television advertising. And anybody can do it. I mean, people make all these comments to me about our TV ads. I look at them, other realtors, and say, you can do it.
Yep. Yeah, I saw actually a Century 21 Annex commercial yesterday. I hadn't seen.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to PM me, DM me, email me, call me, whatever works best for you. Make sure to tell your friends, family about this podcast. Make sure to follow the podcast if you've not already done so. And check out our group on Facebook under Real Facts on Real Estate. Thank you for listening this week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.